What's going on, everyone? Cheddar Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Wonderful to be with you as we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex, where, of course, the Eagles will have training camp, ongoing today. As they got at it yesterday, they'll get at it again today. We'll be at it for the next 4 hours and with you at 215-592-9494. You know, an awful lot from yesterday, of course, to discuss what was said by Nick Sirianni, Howie Roseman, Jalen Hurts, and others. Also, you know, just what happened in practice. You know, we'll talk to Elliot Sher-Parks, a training camp report from Elliot, and we'll have our own eyes on everything that develops today. We also had our eyes on the Phils yesterday, a frustrating loss as they just are not in a good groove right now. So all of it on the table and a lot of it with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
What's up, bud?
If you stretched a slinky, standard slinky out straight,
yep,
it would be 87 feet long.
That's hard to believe.
Wow.
That's hard to believe. That's a good fact right there.
Good yeah. fact.
Can I tell you a better fact?
And it'd be hard to get that straight. Think about that.
Well, I would imagine
my
so.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Think about how painstaking that would be
to
reach the full 87 feet.
Yeah,
because it's got to be straight.
So no disrespect to your fact, which I do like a lot, but I think you will agree with me. Better fact, we are broadcasting from Eagles training camp. You pumped up, John? I mean, John, now I know for you back in the day, this would throw a shudder through you. Because I had 2 days, and Andy's making
no,
me,
No, this
know,
wouldn't throw a shudder.
Sprint.
This would not throw a shudder through me. This would mean that we made it through training camp if we were actually here at the NovaCare facility.
Oh, that's
we were sequestered away at Lehigh.
That's right.
Up there in the dorms, in the student dorms with no AC.
Yeah.
Practicing in pads.
You looking forward to seeing stuff today,
twice
man?
A day.
I mean, this is our first chance this year to see stuff. Now the practice
I'm
will start
thrilled.
Right after our show ends. But look, we're gonna have Devontae Smith on the show today, and you know we'll be all eyes for what's going on out here.
Yeah, so. I'm really thrilled to have a chance to catch it in real life with our eyes.
Yeah.
We've had this. It really is a privilege to be out here to be able to see this with our own eyes, and we're gonna try to. You know, convey that.
That's right.
From day to day, whatever we see.
Yeah, it's great stuff. By the way, this broadcast today, and this is one of, I forget the exact number, I think it's like 7 or 8 different shows we're going to do this year from Eagles training camp. This broadcast is here on WIP, Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to HitchRV.com. All right, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in during the show. Obviously, we'll play a lot of audio today on the show from yesterday. Things said by Nick, things said by Howie, things said by Jalen. And as I mentioned, Devontae Smith, you know, obviously still relatively young, but clearly star wide receiver, now entering year 4, will join us at 8:30. We'll also do a lot on the Phils. But, John, let's start Eagles because, you know, it's a very simple question. To you and everyone at 215-592-9494, if you feel better about the Eagles after yesterday.
Oh.
So, you know, we heard, obviously,
heavens
from the guy.
Yes,
yeah, I do.
Camera.
So I do, too. Here's where I'm at. So I'm not heavens yes, but here's where I'm at. And, again, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494, based on what you heard. And, of course, you know, I'm sure most people listening didn't see. But, all right, so here's where I'm at on whether I feel better about the Eagles. I feel, I'll say, a little better. I can't go a lot. Here's where I'm at. I don't put a ton of stock in all the nice words because I mostly expected them to be said. I certainly thought Sirianni.
We just heard them not said.
No, I understand that.
I expected them to be said the time before, and
well,
they weren't.
But it's not like he went over the top. It's not like he was like, Nick is the greatest coach. He was just like, we're okay. We're going to go be together.
I agree with you on that, Jim. So here's where I'm at. I certainly expected prior to yesterday and during our show yesterday before these guys spoke, that Sirianni would say a lot of great things about Jalen, and he clearly did. I also generally thought that Jalen would do enough to satisfy the situation by playing nice with Nick, and I think he did.
Now, but what I envisioned that to look like was very reserved compared
to
Jalen that we got.
I agree with that.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
This is a different Jalen. This is the Jalen that I think I saw at the Pro Bowl last year when I thought, wow, I don't even recognize this guy. He's a social butterfly going around from receiver to receiver on all these other teams, just interacting with them in between going and taking a shot at, you know, whatever the throwing challenge was and then coming back and then socializing some more. That's what I feel like we got. the bright-eyed and bushy-tailed Jalen that, man, it's opposite end of the spectrum.
Well, yeah, I think
OTA.
No, I think, well, it's clearly opposite end of the spectrum also just from the last 3 or 4 years of monotone voice, boring. You know, like, here's what I thought from a presentation
standpoint.
The sound
of hope and promise and belief.
Well, there was positivity expressed. Look, Jalen did a couple of things yesterday I really, really, really wanted to see, and I was clear about it during the show. I wanted him to exude positivity. He did. I wanted him to smile. He did. I mean, it wasn't like Magic Johnson out there, but, like, he smiled. I thought Jalen presented himself yesterday in a different way, John. To your point, I agree with you. I would say more lively, less monotone.
Genuinely
more
happier.
More smiles, less robotic.
Yeah.
You know, so he had to present differently, in my opinion. He did. And to me, it is a good sign that he was willing to give yesterday something in a way that... Well, that's what he did.
I think he stepped
out of a comfort zone, and I applaud that. Now, James, I sense.
But what if that's his comfort zone now? What if he has?
Well, it's too early to know.
What if
we'll
he's say. Happier? What if he we'll is say. More satisfied
Maybe.
with the way the offense is being?
Maybe
run.
He's happier than Nick's less involved, which we found out again yesterday is clear. I mean, Sirianni was very clear; like, he's not with the quarterback that much. He's got to carve out time to be with him. Because, you know, Kellen Moore's with them in the room. Like, that was a major, to me, that was a headline from yesterday that didn't get enough traction as a headline. I mean, it's like the third or fourth time now we've heard Sirianni essentially admit that he is less involved with the creation and implementation of the offense. I mean, he basically said it yesterday.
Look, well, not just that, but also he was with Jalen every single day. Every single day, and he has alluded
to that. You're saying last year.
Yeah, previously. Well,
exactly.
Previous years.
Yeah.
That was part of his job description. Yeah. Now, that's almost a non-factor. Like, if that happens, it's almost the exception that he's in with the quarterbacks because he's in with all the position groups now where it was once just him and Jalen. Now it's him and you know, 60, 70, 80
other guys. Yeah, no, it's a different
deal.
I mean, he laid that out. Here's
Big
the other
time.
Thing. So I thought Jalen, one, presented different in that he was more positive and more giving and more forthcoming and a little less reserved and a lot less robotic. That was really good. It's also very good that Jalen said nice things, whether he believes them or not, whether he meant them or not. Now, James, you jumped in there earlier, and it was interesting what you said. It strikes me based on, because you and I have not talked about this, you know, everyone I think listening generally knows, I don't want to hear from John and Devin and Rhea and Seltzer before the show, because I want to find out on the air authentically what you think, and we'll rip on the air and let it roll. So, James, based on the way you popped in there, I sense that you don't, frame your thoughts, James, on, do you think Jalen went to a certain spot but didn't go as far as you would have preferred with his comments about Sirianni?
That's exactly right. Look, I think to Richie's point, I do think the whole press conference, if you take it as a whole, he was bouncier, he was smilier, you know, the stuff we wanted to see. But ultimately, going into yesterday and moving forward, my number one thing with this team is the relationship between the quarterback and the head coach. And I thought, like, if it's a pass-fail thing, like, I think he passed yesterday. I think he did just enough talking about it where I don't think he's made the. You don't think he's exacerbated the situation?
Clearly
any,
not. Now,
right?
Clearly, it's less inflamed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and I think that was super important. But it wasn't like he came out and was like, "Me and Nick are great. Things are awesome. Don't worry." He was basically came out and was like, "Hey, we're a team. As a team, we have a goal, and we're gonna all move towards that goal." And I like that message. That's cool. But it like almost looked like it was a struggle to like. He was like, "Jeffrey and Howie and Nick." Like, I wanted to hear a little bit more positivity about Nick Sirianni from Jalen. Again, I'm okay with what he said.
I agree,
I'm not
James. I agree with you on
I
that.
I just think it was
way.
A little muted on the Sirianni front.
You think that'd be a little bit over the top and obvious?
No,
and
maybe, just a little
well,
bit more.
Well, maybe
overkill,
a little more.
Like
maybe
forced to where we would jump on it for being forced.
Maybe, but we could make the argument.
I
Sirianni
thought this was
did that.
Sensible. I thought this was tasteful. I thought this was natural. I thought this was Jalen being Jalen, but also a happier version of Jalen. Like, he is more content with the way things are being run
well,
around.
He's probably
here.
Happy because Sirianni's less involved and Kellen Moore's more involved.
Well, I don't know that. I know that Jalen looked and acted and spoke happier.
All right, so Devin, and again, everyone at 215-592-9494, it's a basic question. Do you feel better about the Eagles after yesterday? And I guess second question, if so, how much better?
I feel a lot better about them, but it is just the first day of training camp. I feel, you know, the most confident in what I've seen reported about how Jalen Hurts and the whole offense performed in practice.
Yeah, that's a whole nother, so that's right. A whole nother thing.
As
obviously.
Far as the pressers go, I think like what did I say on the show yesterday? He leaves a lot to be desired in his pressers, and it kind of went exactly how I expected.
Really?
It
so he didn't give you more than you expected or wanted?
No,
because
no.
He gave me more than I.
No,
he was to me he was different in that he was more of a giving tree and less of a stump.
I think he was a balance between a stump and a giving tree. And I
you're
don't want
a stump, man.
I don't want to drag Jalen Hurts.
Well, the last couple of years,
don't
he was
be
a
calling
stump.
Him.
Well, the last I mean, come on, let's be real. Last couple of years, he was a stump.
I just don't agree with John. Like, I don't think he had to come out there and say all these glowing reviews right. about Nick Sirianni when, you know, it's becoming pretty apparent that he probably doesn't believe that. And I think Jalen Hurts is a pretty real, honest person.
Yep.
To a fault, as we've seen, and I think he said exactly how he feels, and it was pretty matter of fact. I'm satisfied with it, though. I'm not. I think there could have been a little bit more positivity given, but I was okay with
it. So satisfied works for me. I would say I too am satisfied. I'm not what I'd call thrilled.
Right. Right.
You know, because and look, I get the point that's been made here, and we've made it in recent weeks. You want honesty. Well, no, hold on. Let me take that back. Maybe you don't want honesty. You prefer authenticity. You certainly prefer honesty if it meets the goal of actually being on the same page.
And of winning football games, right?
Well,
you don't need to tell me the truth if it's going to hinder your ability to win football
right,
games.
Right, I mean, look, it's an interesting whole thing. I mean, Sirianni's answer, if you notice the way he first framed it. You know, how are you and Jalen? We're good. He didn't say we're great. We're good. So, look, I don't know. Maybe you think we're parsing words. Maybe not. I thought it was a fascinating day. I do think it was a good day for the Eagles because I think it made the situation less inflamed. But I agree with James's point. It didn't exactly convince me that there hasn't been a problem and might not still be a problem. I mean,
but we knew there was a problem.
Well, we knew that. I mean, Jalen Hurts even said yesterday, like, we could have done different things if we were on the same page.
Yeah. There you
I mean,
go.
He actually said that if we were on the same page,
right? And
implying they weren't.
Clearly, we're not.
Yeah.
And
all right.
Now
so
he has reinforced that.
Yeah. Look, I mean, there's a lot to chew on, including what Devin brought up, and we'll detail it as we move through the show. What actually happened in practice? Because by all accounts, from those that witnessed it, which we did not yesterday, will today, Jalen had a good day. You know, obviously they're implementing to a large extent parts of a new offense. So it's good to know that Jalen had, when it actually came to playing the game of football, a good day out there. Look,